USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is getting grilled by Republicans on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We had every reason to believe and to plan for the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Afghan government. We had a really bad status quo.
In a Senate hearing, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio asking Secretary of State Anthony Blinken why no one saw how quickly the Taliban would take control of the country. Americans aren't taking home as much money as they were before. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau, which says the real median income last year was just over $67,500. That's an almost 3% drop from 2019, when the average income was almost 70 grand. Meantime, those over 65 are seeing the biggest drop in their income. Their decrease came at 3.3%. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Inflation didn't rise as much as experts predicted in August. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the Consumer Price Index rose 0.3% over July and 5.3% over August of last year. With all that being said, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor says spending is why inflation is continuing to go up.
Washington Democrats have spent trillions of dollars on pet liberal projects. They've been printing and wasting money like there's no tomorrow. And American families are hurting as a result.
All eyes are on California, where voters will decide whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. Recent polls show more than 50% of voters are opposed to cutting the Democratic governor's term short. President Biden spending some time Monday campaigning for Newsom in California. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A red state governor is pushing back on President Biden's vaccine mandate.
President Biden announced a push last week to get millions of Americans vaccinated against COVID-19, implementing a vaccine mandate for all federal workers and contractors and all healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. A group of Republican governors have already pushed back against the president's mandates, with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tweeting that her state would sue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott supports that effort. He tells Fox News that he doesn't believe that the president has the authority to issue the kinds of mandates that he has.
He also said he didn't have the authority to and would not mandate the vaccines on people in the United States of America, and he does not have that authority under the Constitution. As you point out, it is states and governors who have the authority, and Sean, I have issued an executive order already in existence that prohibits any government from imposing a vaccine mandate on my fellow Texans. So we're going to have a constitutional showdown. I believe that governor's orders will supersede the president's orders because the president does not have the authority to impose this.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Nicholas could dump as much as 5 to 10 inches of rain across parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida through Thursday. Parts of southern Louisiana could see up to 20 inches of rain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.